When you hear Louisa use those words like panic or jitters, it's a reminder that the financial crisis is all about confidence or the lack of it. That's the argument of David Smick. He's a consultant to several large hedge funds, and he publishes a quarterly newsletter called The International Economy.
When we look at the current crisis, we have a global buyer strike against our financial assets.
Meaning that people across the world are suspicious.
They're suspicious of our own financial CEOs. Our own CEOs don't trust each other. One CEO doesn't trust the other bank CEO because he doesn't think that guy understands his own balance sheet.
Uh-huh.
And to make matters worse, you have the Asian central banks and the other central banks of the world. They don't trust our financial CEOs.
American International Group, AIG, big insurer. What was their mistake?
Without getting too complicated, there is an insurance system for the financial industry. And again,
it's the same thing as insurance for my house.
Right.
If my house burns down, somebody's going to pay money.
It's like any insurance thing. Your house is fine. It will be insured unless one thing happens. The whole city you live in burns down.
Mm-hmm.
If the whole city burns down, then the insurance company obviously can't pay for everyone. The insurance company, you know, goes down. But I would say AIG is it may be a little more the victim than some of the others. But you know what? If you're being paid the kind of money these guys are being paid, then you should have said, hey, look, these guys are playing games, and they're using the financial instruments are now so massively leveraged.
They have borrowed many times the amount of money they
exactly.
have.
Exactly. And I think what's happened is the Treasury Secretary, you know, he had to bail out Bear Stearns, in my opinion.
Because Bear Stearns was the same way. For every dollar they had, they'd borrowed so
massive
much.
Massive amounts.
And there were many transactions in many places that would have been completely screwed up.
Right.
But then
when they got to Lehman and they're looking at others, can you afford to put off infrastructure spending and all the other needs that we have in this country to bail out a bunch of bankers and investment bankers who, frankly, have been irresponsible? And so we have so much capital in the world right now on the sidelines. There is $6 trillion of capital sitting in global money market funds, just kind of scared to death.
That's basically bank accounts.
Right.
People saying, I don't want to buy stocks. I don't even want to buy bonds right
now. The dollar is soaring for one reason. Global capital is pouring into the U.S. Treasury market, basically to hide. To just say, keep me away from the risk. But the fundamental question, and it's really at the heart of this whole problem we're talking about, what is liquidity? Liquidity is confidence. You know, our financial institutions that thought they were fine, as I'm sure the chairman of Lehman Brothers said, well, we're okay, until liquidity drops off because the markets came back and said, well,
we're not
going to loan you any more money. They haven't done the job of proving that their balance sheet is an accurate reflection of their risk. You know, the global investment community doesn't have confidence that these guys are telling the truth.
David M. Smick is author of The World is Curved. Thanks for coming by.
Thank you very much.